All right, Zach Osborne, terrible start in the first moto, or did something happen?
I fell in the second turn.
See, okay, so something happened then. Way outside the top 20, you work up to fifth?
Fourth.
Great job on that. Second moto was what we've seen a lot from you. Got to give it to Hampshire and Savacci, but, you know, you were the fastest guy on the track for, I think, 4 out of 5 laps late in the moto, and so it was okay.
It was a good moto. I got hit really, really hard by Plessinger at one of the bottom of one of the hills.
And I ask you about that.
Yeah, like gnarly, and that cost me maybe like, I don't know, probably 5 or even 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, you know, may have cost me a little bit more than that in the grand scheme of things, in the terms of overall and everything. But all in all, it's a good day. I love this track. I think it's one of the more underrated tracks on the circuit. It doesn't really play to my favor in terms of track condition and stuff, but I like it. I like coming here and enjoy it.
Yeah, like Dino, I just finished talking to him, doesn't like the shadows and all that. How do you feel about all that?
I mean,
yeah,
just kind of deal with it.
Right. So, yeah, taking the first moto, coming from that far back, you'll take this result. You put no A-Mart here, so you put points on him. J-Mart's in second now. If somebody told you lap 2 or 3 about, you know, you'd end up on a podium, you'll take it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I was so mad at myself for going down in the second turn. I did it. It was all by myself. But I put a lot into that first moto. I was puking after, and it was hard. I mean, today was one of the harder racing days I've ever had, I think. Definitely in recent memory. Like, I poured everything I had into it, and it was hard. But it's kind of where I excel. So I enjoyed it, and I'll just keep charging.
Did you feel like Plessinger's move was a bit dirty?
I just didn't know what. I mean, he can hit me. I have hit plenty of people, obviously. But I just didn't know where it came from. Like, I passed him clean at the top of the hill, and yeah, I just was kind of taken off guard by it. But, like, yeah, it is what it is.
Big lead into points for you in the title. Hard not to think about it with 6 motos left, right?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, yeah. But I'm not, like, sleeping on it, you know? Jeremy's a great rider, and there's a lot of racing left. So, but to have 73, 74 points, whatever it is, and only 3 rounds left, it's a good gap. And, I mean, I have to be pretty happy with where I'm at and where I sit currently, you know?
What about Marty today?
Dude, Marty was good. I'm so happy he got on the podium. He's been really good all season, though. Like, especially in the second moto, like, he's been, like, top 10-ish in the first moto and then top 5-ish in the second motos. And I think he's riding really well. He deserves a good ride for next year. And we have a lot of fun here in this team. And Marty's a very intricate part of that fun. So we'll miss him if he doesn't end up coming back for next year.
Phil gave me shit because I predicted his moto scores for Unadilla, and he wasn't happy with me. What do you think?
I got him for 2 top 10s.
I wasn't there, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I believe in Phil.
Okay. Thanks, buddy.
No problem.